Transgender, New York Times swoons for male swimmers' grace and ease. By Neil Monroe on January 26, 2022. The New York Times is covering up the Ivy League sex and swimming scandal by endorsing the transgender claim that a male swimmer, Leah Thomas, really is a woman. Thomas has already won multiple races and records after declaring that he has a female gender identity. This widely rejected claim, plus some female hormones, was enough for the Ivy League to let him compete for prizes against women instead of men. So the Neat's June 24 article blocked readers' comments as it praised Thomas in a writing style commonly used in magazines aimed at women. Samantha Shelton chugged ahead from the start, plowing through the water and carrying the lead. But as she did, Thomas cruised along beside her, seeming as unhurried as if on a training swim. Thomas's broad shoulders and long arms, hallmark features of an elite swimmer, mimicked a windmill with the ease in which they pulled her along. Then came the final turn. As Shelton came out of it continuing to fight, on her way to a season best time, Thomas, with her long, rhythmic, powerful stroke, ate up the margin between them until she had surged past for a near body length victory. And so if there was something enduring about Saturday, it was not the two races that Thomas comfortably won or the two relays where she gamely tried. It was the way she carried herself in the water, head down, with grace and ease. The Neat accepts and broadcasts the transgender claim that people can change their sex with a flip of their gender identity. For example, it posted an uncritical article about another man, Amy Schneider, who recently seized records for women on the Jeopardy! Quiz show. But the newspaper's readers oppose the claim, so the Neat blocked comments from its upper income, Democrat voting, liberal and progressive readers. But the response via social media was a complete rejection of the article. "I had no doubt that it was written by a man," responded at Catherine Weibel. "Your lack of interest for whether/how this might impact women's right to a level playing field is striking. So is your failing to interview a single woman on Ms. Thomas' team. Get a room," said a tweet from Neo Pagliacci. "What's not open to interpretation, trans women are biologically male and Leah Thomas is competing unfairly against female athletes," said Joe Papaik. A Twitter account that declares opposition to Trump summarized the article. "The female swimmer struggled, giving her all. After her long-limbed competitor coasted before deciding when to put her out of her misery, she turned and smiled. Though defeated, her beatific smile showed her truest, most womanly beauty, acceptance of her lot." Liberal at @_on_GD piled on. "When will at New York Times and Mr. at Billy would start seeing women as human beings with equal worth, instead of props? You'd never tell young men to forget their ambitions and celebrate their competitors' humanity instead. P.S. I don't know which is worse, the rank essayism or the bad prose," she added. The transgender movement is diverse, with competing goals and priorities. Less than 1% of Americans claim to be transgender. Less than 1 in 10 of the few men who claim to be transgender have their genitalia removed. The movement includes heterosexual autogynephilic men who demand sex from lesbians, alienated young men fantasizing about being submissive women, lesbians trying to become men, teenage girls trying to flee a sexual environment twisted by pornography, and gay teenagers trying to escape their minority status by adopting an attempted mainstream male identity. It includes non-political people trying to live as idealized stereotypes of the opposite sex, prepubescent children with childish views of sexuality, and ideologues who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes. The transgender environment also includes revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers, wealthy donors, ambitious politicians, manipulative teachers, and professional advocates. It also includes sexual liberationists and progressives who are eager to liberate people from their bodies, parents who are eager or willing to endorse transgender claims, and journalists eager to help their social peers. This movement is overwhelmingly opposed by the public, by doctors shocked at the psychological and healthcare damage, by a growing number of young people who have to transition back to their sex, by parents trying to shield their children from transgender activists, and by transsexual, liberal and conservative critics of the transgender ideology.